And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Pat Summitt is both to credit and blame for the rise of women's college basketball. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Everyone from Mike Krzyzewski to the ghost of John Wooden are calling Pat Summitt a true pioneer in women's basketball. And that she is, taking her teams at Tennessee to national prominence that spawned the UConn dynasty and great programs at Baylor and Stanford, to name two more. Summitt is a legendary figure and should be honored as she retires gracefully after 38 years in Knoxville, waging a fight against the early onset of Alzheimer's disease. And truly, there is nothing bad you can say about Pat Summitt that is her fault, except she made women's basketball bigger than it can afford to be. Because of Summitt's success at Tennessee, where the Lady Vols often outdrew the men's team in a 20,000-seat arena, the pay scale and recruiting budgets for other women's coaches around the country skyrocketed out of control. Somehow the concept of making a profit went out the window with the escalating costs of running a college athletic program. Summitt and UConn's Gino Auriemma deserve every cent they make because their programs run at a profit. In other words, they pay for themselves due to sold-out arenas, merchandising, and revenues from nationally televised games and NCAA tournament appearances. But why is that the case with the great majority of other women's programs around the country, which cost their respective athletic departments millions because they overpay coaches and draw paltry crowds? If college athletic directors are looking at some place to start ending the madness and reducing the cost to run their programs, there is no better place than women's basketball. The game needs to be played because it is so popular from grade school through college, but that has not translated to popularity among the general fan base, save the Tennessees and UConns. I never understood how a women's college basketball coach can demand a certain salary because Pat Summitt made $1 million. The answer should be, win some titles and fill the house, and then we'll talk. Until then, this salary should stay in line with other non-revenue producing coaches. This is Art Chansky. See ya.